Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
This morning we look at the government's plans for safer meat. I am Prince Moore. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission will be closed Thursday, November 27 and Friday, November 28 to facilitate removal to our new location. We reopen for business Monday, December 1 at 78C Hagley Park Road, Kingston 10 at the corner of Keesing Avenue just below the domes. Vehicular entrance on Keesing Avenue. Our contact details remain the same until further notice. 960-7279 or 960-7280. To get more information, go to bglc.gov.jm or send an email to info@bglc.gov.jm.
The government has approached the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB, for assistance in constructing certified abattoirs that will provide appropriate conditions under which animal butchering takes place. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer says this is one of several measures being undertaken to enhance and safeguard the quality of locally produced foods. Speaking at the annual Minard Livestock and Beef Festival at Minard Farm Estate, Brownstown, St. Anne, where he also launched the National Animal Identification and Traceability System, Mr. Kellyer said plans are being developed to construct and operate duly certified abattoirs through public-private partnerships.
We are concerned about the conditions under which animals are slaughtered for the meat trade here in Jamaica. In this regard, we are working collaboratively with the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Local Government to rationalize both the ante and post-mortem activity. It is also our intention to facilitate, through public-private partnership, the construction and operations of duly certified abattoirs in Jamaica. We have done the necessary studies, and we are now in dialogue with the IDB to assist us in this framework, as well as to deal with the funding for it.
Mr. Kellyer says the National Animal Identification and Traceability System is another aspect of the government's thrust to improve the quality of food production. The initiative started at Minard Estate with the tagging of 700 animals and will entail tagging of approximately 60,000 heads of dairy and beef cattle. It will also involve the issuing of passports to the owners to document the animal's bio and genetic data. The project is also expected to serve as a deterrent against predial larceny.
Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling our toll-free line 1-888-991-2752 or vote online at www.cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities.
It's time to vote, time to give the winners recognition. The public sector customer service competition is here.
The proverb for this morning is, howdy and thank you no broke no square. Translation, hello and a thank you doesn't break any square. Can't really translate. What I can do is tell you what it means. It means saying hello or howdy and a thank you or thanky doesn't hurt anyone. So as we take on a new day, let's do it with smiles, hellos and thank yous. That's where we wrap up this morning's program. For producer and studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Prince Moore, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.